Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So yesterday we heard about the people of Braj. We heard how the gopas think, that they're all very special to Krishna. Nobody is more dear to Krishna than I am. And we heard how the gopis think, and they think, nobody is more fallen than me. Nobody is less qualified than me. And I just hope that somehow, I can get some service for Krishna. We also heard how in Goloka Vrindavan, in Brajbhumi Vrindavan as well, there's a competition that takes place between Krishna and his love for the residents of these special places and their love for him, and how their heart is like a mirror, and upon that mirror shines the beauty of Krishna, because Krishna is always there with them in their meditation. And Krishna's beauty increases and their service increases, and he wishes to please them and they wish to please him. And so there's an ever-increasing relationship of love between them. And we also discovered how when the residents of Vrindavan understood by Nanda Baba seeing how Varuna Dev behaved, they understood for some moments that Krishna was actually the Supreme Lord, and how they somehow or another reconciled it all. Oh, well, anyway, he's ours. He's ours. If he's great, we're great. They didn't lose their intimacy and think, oh, he's so great and I'm so insignificant. They just assumed he's ours, so if he's great, then we must also share that greatness with him. And he will fulfill all our desires, and all our desires in relationship to loving and serving him. So they reconciled this fact. They didn't think it was very important, and they forgot it quite quickly. Srila Prabhupada explained once that the residents of Vrindavan don't care if Krishna is God. They don't know he's God. But for us, we need this tattva. We need the tattva gyan. We need to understand Krishna's greatness. Otherwise, said Srila Prabhupada, we will tend to neglect him. We won't think that he's very significant. So tonight I would like to share with you some wonderful descriptions of this most wonderful, the best of all servants, of the all those who serve Krishna, and this is our Giriraj. And is, as I'm fond of thinking myself, if we could just meditate that wall away, then we would all be sitting right there in the lap of Giriraj. And perhaps we could have some very old-fashioned Krishna Katha, where you would have some candles or some lamps, and we'd just sit there and the lamplight would reflect off the rocks of Giriraj, and we would be so happy to be so close to this greatest of all servants of Krishna. So, first of all, I'd like to start again with Srila Prabhupada. One time Srila Prabhupada was telling his disciples in a very intimate way how when he was a young boy, he had so many pet names. His uncle called him Nandu because he was born on Nandotsav. And one of his other family members called him Moti, like he was like a pearl. And Srila Prabhupada told them that one relative used to call him Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada received this name. And then he said that the name was shortened. It became shortened to Gova. And then he asked them, do you know what is the meaning of Gova? And nobody knew. And then he laughed very loudly and he said, cow dung. So also here, I have another quote from Srila Prabhupada. He was fond of giving the meaning of this Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari verse that he sang every day that he gave a lecture. And he was known to say that we should become those Gopijana Balava. We should become like the Gopijana. He said, because he loves the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan so much, as soon as there is some danger, he is prepared. He lifted the Govardhan hill for them. He lifted the hill, and they didn't know anything except Krishna. Indra, the demigod, wanted to punish the residents of Vrindavan because on Krishna's word, they stopped his sacrifice. So Indra was very angry. He said, who is this boy? Who is this cowherd boy who has stopped my yajna? So the demigods become very angry if the particular type of yajna is not performed. This is something that is known. But Krishna said to Indra, your anger is not even comparable with the little finger's end, with my little finger's end, and that's all. So Krishna was not very concerned about angry Indra. So this is God's pastime, Srila Prabhupada says. He is supplying the necessities of life to all living entities. But he is begging from Mother Yasoda, kindly allow me to suck your breast. And when Mother refuses, he becomes angry. He breaks the pot of butter and so on and so on. You all know this. This is called transcendental pastimes. And at the same time, he's breaking the pot, crying for the butter. At the same time, he immediately lifts Govardhan Hill. Immediately. Although he is dependent on Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is seeing, oh, this little boy has lifted Govardhan Hill. How is it possible? Let me help. He's trying to help him by putting sticks up to try to hold up Govardhan Hill so that it may not fall. You see? Then Prabhupada said, he has already lifted. But still, because his father is affectionate, he is thinking, this childish boy has lifted this huge hill. Oh, it may not fall down. Let me try to help him. This is going on. And this, said Srila Prabhupada, is transcendental pastimes. So Nanda Maharaj was trying to help. Hold up the hill. Please hear now a wonderful prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. And then I would like to share with you something most extraordinary. Something so extraordinary that when I read it about 10 times to figure out if it was really true. So be prepared for something most extraordinary. This is a prayer by our Srila Rupa Goswami from Stavamala called The Prayer to the Lifter of Govardhan Hill. May Braj Puranda, or the King of Braj, who when Indra covered the sun with clouds and sent terrible rains and thunders, making tumultuous sounds, protected his relatives and friends by expertly lifting Govardhan Hill, may that King of Braj smash all your fears. We remember him, how he, with logical arguments, stopped the Indra Yajna, and who, being very much attached to the Brahmanas and Govardhan Hill, convinced the Gopa community to immediately worship Govardhan. Dressed with splendid garments and wearing a crown made of flower petals. He glorified Govardhan, and then accompanied with his Gopa friends, he offered many prayers and showered flowers on that hill. Then he assumed a form as large as a mountain, and he ate all the foodstuffs that had been offered to Giriraj. He pleased the gopis by fulfilling their desires, and he decorated the peaks of the hill with flags. Then he pleased Giri Govardhan by circumambulating him. When Indra became very angry because the yajna for him had been stopped, and he sent devastating clouds and thunder to destroy Vraj. You saw your father and the Gopa folks and cows all distressed out of fear of the constant powerful rain. Then impelled by love for your dear ones, your heart melting with compassion, and thus with your left hand, to everybody's absolute astonishment, you lifted Govardhan Hill like a playful, regal elephant. You lifted Govardhan Hill up into the sky. You told your aggrieved mother, "Mother, why are you unhappy when your son is so noble and generous?" And then you called your friends, "Friends, all your troubles are over. Don't be bewildered anymore. Don't be afraid. I have made this hill into a great house. Don't take this rain seriously. Laugh at Indra and enter." Happy and proud of Krishna, the Gopa folks entered that palace-like cavity under the hill with great jubilation and bright lotus faces. Radha said to her dear friends, "Hey Vishakhi, how is it possible that our friend is now holding this great heavy mountain on his delicate fifth finger? When I see him like this, my mind splits apart in anxiety. O lotus-eyed one, how is it possible that in this situation, with all the directions darkened and hurricane-like winds blowing, my beloved does not feel tired by lifting this hill, which has just eaten so many offerings of food, and which has many tall peaks which touch the sky? Are there not many strong and muscular gopas who live here in Vraj? Alas, noble one, why should this heavy, shaking hill be held by someone who is as delicate as a host of sarisa flowers? O Father Govardhan, I pray to you, please become as light as a kadamba flower, so that he is able to hold you up without becoming tired. O auspicious one, I bow down and I offer my respectful obeisances to you." Then a Gopa spoke. He said, "O sincere and noble friends, gaze now at Murari's face. Look at his bright smile, reaching to the edge of his moving hairlocks. Look at his glittering cheeks and the dancing of his glittering eyes. who lovingly gazes at us all. He is like an intoxicated, loudly humming black bumblebee, drinking nectar from the blossoming vine of Radha's mouth, which is sweeter than a flood of the sweet fragrance of purest love. He is worshipped by the waves of our beautiful friend Radha's restless sidelong glances. Mother Yasoda wondered, how can my boy, Mukunda, hold up this heavy mountain when his stomach has become so thin with hunger? O King of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, you must force him to eat by putting these sweets into his mouth. Alas, Nilambar Balaram, who wears a blue dress, it gives me great pain to see your younger brother holding up this great weight. Please, don't hesitate. Use your strength and help him with your hands. Giridhari Krishna, who hears his mother's anxious and affectionate words, glances at her, and then very casually he just shifts around Giriraj on the tip of his little finger. Holding him up with bravado, he pacifies the worried Gopa community. The Gopas thought, the cowherd men, how did this 7-year-old boy, who usually plays in the dust and who still has the milk from his mother's nipple in his mouth, how did he get the power to lift for so long this hill who is heavier than Mount Kailash? But seeing his firm prowess, they exclaimed, but just see, he holds him on the tip of his finger with such an easy manner that we do not have to fear that the hill will fall. The hill on top of his fingertip looks just like the earth if an elephant lifted it up with the tip of its trunk. All the gopas headed by Nanda gazed at their star-like eyes at the moon-like face of Sri Krishna. They had not eaten or slept for 7 days. Krishna mocked Indra's terrible and ferocious thunder clouds, which were being whirled around by hurricane-like winds and garlanded with rainbows and charged with striking lightning bolts. And thus he chased away the false pride of Indra, who was blinded by the mud of ego. He restored the prosperity of Braj and showed his unlimited prowess in punishing the wicked. Then he instructed them all, O residents of Braj, the tremendous rainfalls, the hurricanes, the thunder and the lightning have gone now. Look, the clouds have disappeared and the sun now shines peacefully in the sky. O heroes flooded with bliss, now you may go outside. With these words, he made all his kinsmen go out. And then he placed that great hill down where it was before. With this deed, the beautiful gopis showered him with yogurt, milk, grains, and sprouts. O Govinda, we happily bow down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind and bestow upon us a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of all non-devotional philosophy. O you who strongly lifted the Govardhan hill, humbled Indra, the yielder of the thunderbolt weapon, and who sent many terrible clouds, who had sent many terrible clouds. O Govinda, with your transcendental form, eclipsing the splendor of blue lotuses. O happiness of Nanda's realm, I offer my most respectful obeisances to you. Now please hear something very astonishing. Did you know, perhaps some people know, that it was not only Krishna who held up Govardhan Hill? Yes, you may say, the cowherd men had their sticks and the cowherd boys had their sticks and Krishna held and they all held as well. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us something very interesting when describing the deep love of the residents of Vrindavan. He says, Krishna is the possessor of innumerable potencies, and by his desire alone, suitable powers can appear when necessary within his amsa. So amsa means a small part. So a small part never has the power of the whole. But if Krishna desires, he can empower a small person with the power of himself. In this regard, sometimes ancient paintings show Krishna as Giridhari, being given butter by his two mothers, Yasoda and Rohini, while Nanda Maharaj and Balaram hold the hill. Sanatan Goswami confirms that this did occur due to the fact that Krishna became overwhelmed with love. In this verse, they are described as being beside themselves. This is the residents of Vrindavan, actually. They are being described as being beside themselves out of their affection for Krishna. Mother Yasoda couldn't handle it. She stood on one side, Rohini stood on the other, and they held Krishna by the side, one on each side, just to support him. And they were completely anxious the whole time. He's not eating anything. So out of love. Because the question that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is answering is the question one may ask, why didn't Balaram hold up the hill? Balaram is so powerful. Everyone didn't want Krishna to hold up the hill. He's so tender. And Balaram is so powerful. But Balaram is an answer of Krishna. So he knew, if Krishna wants to hold the hill, what can I do? But that's what he can do. He can also hold the hill. So please hear some of the ways that those who were under the hill served Krishna. There's three kinds of people, right? There's those who are more superior, seniors to you. There's your friends and equals. And then there are those who are juniors. So Krishna's superiors, they offered all kinds of benedictions. They chanted Vedic mantras. They said prayers and so on. They did so many things to support Krishna. And they smelt his head. Even though he's standing there like this, they came up and they offered all kinds of auspicious exchanges with him. They smelt his head. They kissed him. They massaged his left arm. They cracked the fingers on his left hand. This is love. And they inquired with parental affection as to whether he was tired or pained. And Krishna's friends, including Balaram, they're his equals, they told jokes. They kept making jokes. Balaram got in front and he's putting on dramatic performances and entertaining Krishna while he's holding up this hill. And Madhu Mangal made jokes with Mother Yasoda because she was just beside herself with anxiety. And he kept saying, "Don't worry, the hill's like a piece of cotton. It's just hanging there in the sky. Don't worry." So they made jokes. And those who were younger, they fell down at Krishna's feet and they began to massage his feet. And do you know who was there? It was very nice. The wives of the yogic brahmanas who could not stay with Krishna, even though they left the yajna and their husbands spontaneously to bring food to him, and they didn't want to go home. And interestingly enough, Krishna, the Govardhan sacrifice, the sacrifice for Indra, which became the Govardhan Puja, was being made very near to their village, because Krishna understood the sadness within their hearts when they had to go home. So they too came under the hill, and they joined with the cowherd ladies to offer auspicious items like yogurt and unbroken grains. And they gave blessings to Krishna, saying, "May you subdue the wicked and protect the decent people and give pleasure to your parents and become enriched with all wealth and opulence." So that was their benediction. And factually speaking, Vrindavan had more opulence than Vaikuntha, Dwarka or Mathura. The greatest amount of opulence is in Vrindavan. But the speciality of Vrindavan is that the residents of Vrindavan intensely focus on Krishna's sweetness. And so they don't notice this opulence. This is the power of intensely focusing on Krishna's sweetness. So now, I would like to read to you also a description of what Govardhan was like, because here we've heard the pastime, but we should understand a little bit of what Govardhan, how big Govardhan was. Because some of the acharyas, they don't use the word hill. We use the word hill. They use the word mountain. So Govardhan is described by Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. In the beginning of that particular work, the author goes through all the main aspects of Vrindavan, the seasons of Vrindavan, the forests of Vrindavan, the people of Vrindavan, Nandishwar Hill, Govardhan, Jamuna, all the elements that make up the setting for Krishna's pastimes. And I think this was where I got my enthusiasm from, to share with you this setting of Krishna's Leela. And in another book called Vraj Riti Chintamani, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur more or less summarizes. He takes Kavi Kanpur's work, he acknowledges that he is taking from this source, and then he simplifies and presents almost the same information. So I have taken a little from both. Govardhan is like a flag of intense sweetness that is placed in the center of the opulent land of Vrindavan. As the king of mountains, Govardhan offers very pleasing royal service to the young prince of Braj. Kavi Kanpur says, "An exquisite line of mountains called Govardhan stretches right down the middle of Vrindavan. Govardhan goes to Yamuna, runs by Govardhan, Nandishwar is just near Govardhan. Because when Krishna went to lift up Govardhan Hill, he had to run from his veranda up on Nandishwar Hill. He had to run from there to Govardhan. And it is described by Chakravarti Thakur that at that time one Yogamaya potency stopped the rain so that Krishna's turban would not get wet. until he was under the hill. So Krishna, he is an expert dresser, expert in relationships, expert lover, expert everything. Giriraj has thousands of peaks. Thousands of peaks. Many smaller mountains surround those peaks, and many jeweled plateaus are there, as well as lakes that provide additional beauty. In this way, Giriraj appears like a romantic hero decorated with many jeweled bracelets and earrings. So thousands of peaks, thousands, stretching for miles and miles and miles. Not just this small, tiny amount of Giriraj's body that we can now see. So when Krishna went under and lifted up thousands of peaks, if you take the Himalaya mountains, you can imagine if a small 7-year-old boy lifted up the Himalayas, everyone would be like, what's going to happen next? This is too much. So Krishna played like that. Now, Giriraj has many rocks. And the rocks on Govardhan are many different kinds of splendid jewels that provide thrones and couches and other kinds of furniture for Sri Krishna, the supreme monarch of all nectar mellows. So here we're hearing also why Giriraj is the best servant. He's so big. He's so playful. So many places for Krishna to go. And all of his rocks serve as well. There would have been tables, you can just imagine, tables and places where Krishna could hide things and places where he could dance and beds where he could lie down, all provided by Giriraj from his own body. Govardhan offers many thrones made of soothing, cool stones for the sitting pleasure of Krishna. And his flat, jewel-studded areas await to serve Krishna's rasa dance. Giriraj also has forests and caves. So Govardhan Hill's forests and caves are Krishna's nectar pastime palaces. Each one is perfect for the supreme good fortune of his beloved and her friends. There are large caves, and in these large caves, they're all encrusted with jewels. And these jewels illuminate, so that when they go inside, the whole area is illuminated. And imagine the colors, sapphires and rubies and all kinds of different gems. And the floor must be very much beautiful and smooth, but jeweled. And Krishna goes in these pastime places and he performs his loving pastimes with Radha and all of her friends. And sometimes he goes up on the top of the hill and he finds a nice cave, and there he sits in the monsoon season when the rain is pattering down with the boys. And they all sit together and they look out. And Krishna eats different roots and herbs like radishes. He sits there and he eats them with the boys. And then the boys go out because they get a little bit bold, because Krishna likes each one of them best. And so they go out and they take bits of creeper and they call names to the clouds because they're disturbing their pastime of play. They call out all kinds of names to the clouds, and the clouds, just to tease them, drop a sprinkle of rain on the boys. And then the boys get these creepers and they wave them at the clouds and they call them all sorts of ill names because they're so confident that Krishna is with us. And so they play in this way, and Giriraj enjoys all of these actions. Then there are his hills and trees, which offer blossoming branches with sweet fruits and flowers filled with honey and nectar fragrant pollen. They offer secret houses, little cottages where Krishna can meet. They offer privacy so he can go this way and that way. And when he wants to meet one particular gopi and not another gopi who is also looking to meet with him, he can find some special private place where nobody can find him. So Kavi Kanpur tells us also that for serving Krishna there are many flower canopies. And these canopies of flowers, they pour down pollen on Krishna. And when they're shaken by the wind, it's like a natural incense. Everything becomes fragrant. So then also there are the minerals and the fragrances that are used to decorate Krishna and the other gopis. The red, vermilion, yellow, and other colored pigments of Govardhan decorate Krishna's transcendental body and those of the gopis as well. And the musk left by the deer who live on Govardhan, as well as the kumkum and the camphor and the aguru, are all naturally produced by Giriraj. And they give a sweet fragrance to the transcendental body of Sri Krishna. There are also groves of sandalwood. And in those groves of sandalwood, there are no snakes, because when there is sandalwood, it's cooling, and there are usually always snakes, so it's a little dangerous to go in sandalwood-treed areas. But when Krishna comes, where Krishna is, there are no snakes. But wait, sometimes there are snakes. Sometimes, when Radha and Krishna are talking to each other, and Srimati Radharani becomes angry, and they have what you could call a lover's disagreement, Srimati Radharani turns and walks away, and all of a sudden, a snake comes out on her path. Ah! And when she sees the snake, she becomes terrified, and she runs quickly back to Krishna and holds on to him. And Krishna becomes very happy. So even if there are snakes, they're very busy. But do you know something? One time when Srimati Radharani was particularly angry, he had been rejected by this beautiful doe-eyed gopi girl. Krishna turned around, looked at Giriraj and said, "I have been bitten by one of Govardhan Hill's snakes." When that gopi heard this, she became very repentant, and she came before the Lord with many apologies. So as Lord Hari's best servant, Govardhan Hill made this arrangement too for Krishna's pastimes. The rocks of Govardhan Hill are gems, sapphires, emeralds, rubies, crystals. And when these inconceivably precious gems reflect on the plateaus that are made of gems, they produce the effect of a rainbow in the sky. The effulgence from the peaks of Vaidurya gems appears like the tail of a comet streaking over Govardhan like a flock of flying grey birds. The yellow sapphire platforms, if you can just picture this, it's quite beautiful. The platforms are made of yellow sapphires, and they're resting on a bed of diamonds. The yellow sapphire platforms resting on beds of diamonds appear like Lord Shiva and Gauri. And the ruby platforms standing on silver bases appear like Lord Brahma mounted on his swan. And these beautiful gems are very special because when Lord Balaram goes for a walk on Govardhan Hill, he walks on Giriraj. If he sees a series of golden rocks. He knows that Radha has walked that way. And so he goes another way. And if Radha is walking on Govardhan Hill, and she sees a series of crystal rocks, she understands immediately that Balaram has gone that way. So she goes this way. So in all of these wonderful ways, Giriraj is offering service. And one last beautiful description from Kavi Kanpur, he says, when the different animals, such as the rams, the goats, the chamaras, the gavayas, the gandharvas, the sasa and the sambaras, none of whom I know who they are, bathe in the parrot green colored streams flowing, the streams are flowing under densely foliated green trees. The water is parrot green colored. When they bathe there, they appear to be made of emeralds. And no one can tell whether they are real animals or they are made out of green jewels. The clear waterfalls rapidly falling from the tall peak of Govardhan carry the reflection of many multicolored jewels, and the streams flowing from the roots of those sandalwood trees that are growing there pick up the divine fragrance of the sandalwood, and they carry it on and pass it on to the grasses that grow in the valleys beyond Giriraj. So I wanted to share with you these beautiful descriptions given by these two special exalted personalities, because they are giving us entrance. They're first of all, as I said, they're setting the scene. Just like if you have a dramatic performance, the curtain opens and the scene is there, the stage is all set, and then the characters enter from both sides and the play begins. So let us become acquainted. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Running in. Let us become acquainted with all these aspects of Braj and let this all enhance our meditation. We are learning in the afternoon that we should meditate, and here is more material for that meditation. So again, thank you very much. And tomorrow we will hear more about Jamuna Devi. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. You're on.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare, hey, hi bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gita Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare, Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Everyone please. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Please imagine the walls separating us from Giriraj. I mean the walls on our left side would just disappear and we would see Giriraj during the night. He would be glistening with a very nice light and we sing for him. Please let us sing again this melody together. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nita Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Nita Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitaya, Gaura Nitaya. Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe
Sri Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. It's so nice, actually, after a full day to sit together and chant. I only regret that I just had other pressing, urgent phone calls. Couldn't come, but I want to congratulate you. This is your, I believe, third day of the retreat, is it true, or is it already the fourth? No, it's a scandal. You're doing very well, you are hearing many, many things, and you are moving on for sure, even if you don't notice it. You know, when an airplane starts from the airfield, the passengers are at the very beginning not aware, are we still on the ground or are we already in the air? They don't know. Only from outside we can see. But today, devotees who just came as guests said to me that, my God, is there a highest Krishna conscious energy here? I think you are all flying, but you think you are still on the ground. So I wish you a wonderful fifth day tomorrow. Is it true? Is this the fourth day? It's the third full day. Third full day. Yes, 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 yes. Let us not be too hasty. I wish you a nice fourth full day. Hare Krishna.